Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fourth. The DH, Orlando Merced. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dan Serafini. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Snyder. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder fires to first and picks off Nixon. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Caruso reaches second base with a double. Lawton throws the ball into Coomer, who tags Caruso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merced for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coomer moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serafini fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hocking for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cordero moves to second. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien bunts towards third. Coomer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Coomer. Cordero scores. Cameron goes all the way around to score. O'Brien moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Brien moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Merced is 0-for-1 in the game. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ortiz scoops it up and throws to first, with Serafini covering, for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive towards third. Coomer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Hocking moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hocking scores. Nixon moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Merced is 0 for 2 in the game. Merced hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Hocking reaches second base with a double. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive towards third. Coomer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. One out. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Merced is 0-for-3 in the game. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first, with Simas covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coomer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Caruso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Caruso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker takes first base on ball four. Brent Gates pinch hits for Denny Hocking. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first, with Simas covering, for the out. Walker moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.